'Tis the time of year where a lot of folks are hopping in RVs and going somewhere. Well, this is an RV that is Radio Voice coming from the Evangel Home in Fresno. Welcome to this week's edition of Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you so much, my listening friend, for joining us today on this edition of Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno here at 137 North Yosemite and various other addresses as well. But we are at the 137 North Yosemite address, as we usually are. Jerry Brenneman is here. We're in her office. She's the director of all things Evangel Home. And we have, a very attractive guest with us this morning, Jerry. And I'm very anxious to find out Mary Joyce's story. So why don't you make an introduction, and we'll hear what's going on in her life.
Okay. Jim, before I do that, I want to say something. I'm often asked, and I often think, of what makes Evangel Home different from other places. Mm. And, you know, there's all sorts of things that I could list, but at the top of the list is prayer. And other places pray, yes, but it gets narrowed down to who really does. And I just want to thank you and let people know that that's a perfect example of, before we go on the radio today, or any day, Jim always prays. And as I carry out the message of Evangel Home, I find myself, kind of my own little sound bite that I think about is the need and the niche. What is the need as we go forward in society, and what is the niche that Evangel Home will have? You know, it's always changed. It's always been different. But we have always served women in need, and we have always relied on the Lord to get us through. And one of the reasons I've really been pondering the need and the niche aspect is because other places are growing larger in numbers. I think we've talked about the rescue mission is going to begin serving more women in another capacity. There's a group that has bought the old Hacienda Hotel, and that's to serve women who are coming from prison. That's a huge need, and that is a huge facility. So as other places get bigger and bigger, or other places spring into existence where they weren't before, what is the need and the niche for Evangel Home? And I'm just fascinated by that, because one of our most defined niches is that we want to help one woman 1,000 ways rather than 1,000 women one way. And I keep thinking, how do we do that? How do we do that? We do it with people like we have today, that, you know, everyone in here needs to know who this woman is. Mm-hmm. We all need to know her story. We all need to know how to help her. And I have found myself, as I look at our niche, this doesn't look like a homeless woman,
no.
Right? Well, that's part of the deal. I don't want our women to always be identified and identify themselves as homeless. Mm-hmm. And so I find myself now getting Evangel Home more aligned with arts things. Hey, we can sing, we can dance, we can paint. We don't have to be homeless. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how that's going to shake out in my need in the niche thinking. But our women are not to be as they once were forever. And again, you wouldn't tell by looking at Mary Joyce that there's a thing wrong with her. However, there has to be, or she wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Her circumstances had to go askew, as you're so fond of saying.
That's an underused word in the English language, askew.
Askew, it's a very good word. So I just keep thinking the need and the niche, and one of the huge things about our niche is that absolute dependency on God, and that won't change. So that conversation will continue. Mary Joyce, that has really nothing to do with you, I know, but she is part of that whole always defining who we are and what makes us different.
And I couldn't help noticing out of the corner of my eye, Jerry, when you were talking about serve one woman 1,000 ways rather than 1,000 women, that she's nodding. She's in agreement, apparently, with that resonates with Mary Joyce. So that said, let's talk about Mary Joyce. You're here because?
Homeless since 94 and financially not stable, and trying to get back on track and start my life again.
Now, just before when I came in, Jerry was not in the room. We met, introduced ourselves, shook hands, and we often, you know, very rarely do we have anyone who has been a participant in the media before, and so the nerves can tend to take over. But I asked Mary Joyce, so are you familiar with the media? Oh, yes. I've been on television. I've been in movies.
Oh.
So, what happened in 94? I mean, where were you, and what took place? Was there some kind of substance abuse in Preston?
In a vehicle accident on the job, and my supervisor drove off a bridge, and I was ejected, and lost my acting career in Hollywood, and everything has gone downhill, and I've hit the bottom, and finally reached out for help.
Now, so that was in Southern California, I take it?
Yes.
And what brought you to Fresno?
Seeking family. I was adopted, and searching for my biological family, which did not go well for me, so I have to continue to move forward from that.
And why, how'd you come across Evangel Home?
Just through networking, talking to different people, and this number was given to me from a program that goes out and helps fix up people's houses that don't have income or help with that. So.
And I'm going to back up just a little bit. I kind of asked you three questions simultaneously a while ago. Most of the time, I would say more often than not, there is some kind of substance abuse in the history of the women who come in here. Is that the case with Mary Joyce?
Out of depression, I did get into alcohol and did some county time in Fresno, 6 months, and lost a vehicle, a brand new one that I just bought, and that was hard. And then really hit the ground. I was living in my vehicle at that time, and so I kind of didn't have anywhere to stay and needed to start over, but I was just running from everything because it's just been a long road for me.
The waters are deep.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
And we don't necessarily...
Yeah, and I was just thinking, again, back to our One Woman, 1,000 Ways. I would like Mary Joyce to help us explain that, because I, too, saw her nodding out of the corner of my eye. And she might have been here one of the days when I was on one of my soapboxes about something. I think maybe I was. I think it was one of those, why do people keep giving money to people on the street corners? That I don't know if you were in that conversation or not, but I keep telling people don't do it, that most of those folks are not homeless. That is their job.
Right.
And I have gone to every woman I have seen out there and given her a brochure and given her and told the staff here, if when I've talked to somebody, save a bed. Even if this woman calls, put her on the floor. But if she'll get off the corner, no, none of them. Again, I don't think most of them are homeless.
Yeah.
They're out there because people give them money.
Yeah, there may be the rare exception, but likely not.
Not too many. And again, Jim, when you look at the women who I'm sitting out here having that conversation with, no matter what their struggles have been, most of them, that is not their first thought of, oh, I'm in trouble, I better go get a sign and go in the corner.
Yeah.
They're still going to do a whole lot of other things before they ever get that far. And yeah. And most of those, and I need to warn people that is not only a Fresno issue, that is a national issue. And now what we're seeing and what I'm reading is that there's a lot of younger people out there from fairly well-to-do families that have just decided that's a better way to live,
yeah,
for whatever reason. Anyway, so in all of that, I know that I've had one of those 1,000 versus one,
yeah,
kind of conversations with Mary Joyce.
So, Mary Joyce, why does that resonate with you?
They've been here for me. They've allowed me to do some self-healing. They got me back in touch with God, and I had left that a long time ago. When my mother passed at the same time that I went down. So lifted my spirit up, allowed me to get rest in areas where I haven't been able to. I've had back surgery, and I was sleeping on grounds and things like that. I lay in a bed nice now, right? And that's really a blessing.
How long have you been here?
Probably about 15 days, 16 days.
Okay. And you walked in the front door and you looked around and thought,
I've been blessed. I really have. There's a lot of people to talk to with similar problems. Everybody has different needs, but they're available to help you if you open up.
Wow.
You know.
So,
I'm just thinking, she's fun to watch with the kids, too. We've got a lady in here who's going to have a baby any second. In fact, she's laying on the couch right now. We call her any minute now because we can't. She's laying on the couch, maybe this will be the day, but she has two older kids. And one of them is a little boy, about 8, 9. And then she has a little girl who's about, 12, maybe 11 or 12? And just watching those kids sit at the table and do jigsaw puzzles while their mom's wandering around trying to start labor. But Mary Joyce just been kind of sitting there, hanging out with them, encouraging them. And that's fun, too. And you know, again, Jim, one of the niches, I think, for Evangel Home in the crisis home, because it is not a dormitory, nor is it a giant place with lots of rooms where you can isolate. It's a house, and it kind of, we want that family feeling. We want that home feeling. So when I see a woman sitting out there with kids that aren't even hers, but encouraging them as they do a puzzle, or I see the women sitting out there doing a puzzle, puzzles, I think, maybe rank right under God with healing. Because whenever we get puzzles in here, boy, the women just gobble them up. And we've got some very complicated ones with little tiny pieces, but they're working on them.
Wow. Mary Joyce appears to be very put together. As you mentioned, coming in with eye makeup, the hair beautifully coiffed, and she's a very attractive woman. She would not walk on the street and people say, oh, she's homeless.
No, but Jim, again, if you look at most of our women out there, they wouldn't think that. Maybe they're not all as physically attractive and put together as Mary Joyce. But whatever our stereotype of homeless, which probably is dirty, smelly, grungy, pushing a shopping cart, most of our women don't look like that. Yeah, a couple of them have a lot more tattoos than your normal average person. And some of them have got some other kind of difficulties, but most of them you would not identify that way. And I think part of it is that most women do take pride in the way we look. As long as we can put on our lipstick or our lip gloss, we're good to go. And again, that's very important, too, to realize that physical appearance is important. And one of the issues we have constantly is modesty. And again, as society just goes bonkers with, well, whatever you... I don't think it's ever been so crazy. We're pretty old-fashioned in here, teaching that there's another way.
Well, I know there's more gold to be mined from a conversation with Mary Joyce, but I just get sense that right now is not a good time to delve in there. Thank you for sharing what you have with us. And my listening friend, pray for Mary Joyce. There's obviously a lot going on there, and she needs some healing. So be in prayer for her. We're out of time. Thank you for joining us today. And now I'm going to turn this interview over to Ken Adams to turn it into Heartline. And thank you, my listening friend, for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be reached in the 559 area code 264-4714. Round the clock online, evangelhome.org. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, ministering to women and children since 1955.